anybody in the community. So we'll all pull together.
Newport is about an hour and a half drive from the western North Carolina city of Asheville, which is isolated by landslides and flooding. Nearly 3 million homes and businesses remain without power from Florida to Indiana, and Helene is now being blamed for more than 60 deaths. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has made what is expected to be his final major public appearance before Tuesday night's vice presidential debate. Walz was in Ann Arbor for the Michigan game against Minnesota yesterday. He has remained in Michigan for debate. His opponent, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, stopped by a right-wing Christian rally in Pennsylvania on Saturday. The event, part of a tour organized by a key voice in mobilizing Christians to gather in D.C. on January 6, 2020. NPR's Lisa Hagan has more. This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A Leavenworth teacher has been named the 2025 Kansas Teacher of the Year by the State Department of Education. Elizabeth Anstein is a business teacher at Leavenworth High School, where she teaches business marketing, entrepreneurship, and finance classes. Kansas Commissioner of Education Dr. Randy Watson made the announcement yesterday in Wichita at a gathering of more than 300 teachers, business representatives, and others. Finalists for the award included Benjamin Eckleberry, who teaches at Tecumseh North Elementary School, Amber Pagan, a pre-K teacher in Shawnee Mission, and Ryan Mellick, an industrial technology teacher in Bonner Springs. Dozens of authors and hundreds of book lovers turned out yesterday in Topeka for the 13th annual Kansas Book Festival. Washburn University hosted the festival, bringing together writers, readers, musicians, food trucks, and kids activities. The winners of the annual Kansas Notable Book Awards were recognized at a pre-festival event Friday evening. Portions of westbound Interstate 70 through Topeka remain closed today. The Kansas Department of Transportation is patching a viaduct on the north edge of downtown. Work began Friday night and is expected to be done by midnight tonight. Eastbound Interstate 70 remains open. In sports, the Atlanta Braves beat the Royals last night 2-0. In football news, KU lost to TCU 38-27. Kansas State beat Oklahoma State 42-20.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. This is NPR.
Sunny skies today with highs expected around 84 degrees, light winds from the northeast. Sunny for tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s. A cold front moving in on Tuesday. We'll have high temperatures on Tuesday, only in the low 70s. Under sunny skies, it's 64 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
Weekend Edition is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Like a story you heard on this or another NPR program? Share it with a friend at npr.org. While there, you can also hear stories you missed, enjoy expanded content, or connect to your favorite member station.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. or online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up, the presidential candidates are hitting as many key states as they can while the vice presidential candidates prepare for Tuesday's debate. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday here on KPR. Speaking of Tuesday's debate, hope you'll join us Tuesday night as Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Ohio Senator J.D. Vance take the stage for their first and only vice presidential debate of this election season. KPR will bring you live special coverage with context and analysis from NPR political reporters. The vice presidential debate, Tuesday night at 8 o'clock on KPR1 stations.
I'm Jael Snyder with these headlines. President Biden says Israel's killing of Hassan Nasrallah.
50th anniversary of his breakthrough work, The Power Broker. On All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. I remember reading The Power Broker as a political science student way back in the 1980s. From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, offering a local team to help businesses invest in the health of their employees with a choice of benefit options. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Halloween arrives a little early at KPR's next Cinema A Go-Go. Hope you'll join us Friday night at Liberty Hall for a night of classic monster movies. We'll see Dr. X and Frankenstein meets the Wolfman. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Tickets available at the door. Find out more at kansaspublicradio.org. Costumes welcome. It's Cinema A Go-Go, made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka.
Support for KPR comes from
Stoneback.com, not available in California or from all agents. From Sattva, committed to making handcrafted mattresses that help lull people to sleep and keep them sleeping soundly. More information is at SAATVA.com/NPR. And from ECMC Foundation at ECMCFoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. To the Best of Our Knowledge is coming up next here on KPR. We'll have the latest news from NPR in just over a minute and a half.
If you've got an old car that won't make it through another Kansas winter, KPR's vehicle donation program can help. We turn your donated vehicle into the programs you enjoy every day. Donate your car online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s, light winds from the northeast. Clear overnight tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, sunny and a little warmer with highs in the upper 80s. A cold front moving in on Tuesday with high temperatures in the low 70s. It's 69 degrees in Lawrence, 69 in Topeka. This is KPR.
We live in a world of personal branding and selfies, encouraged or exhorted to be authentic and live our best lives. Doesn't it all seem a little bit narcissistic?
I'm always struck when I see like wellness ads on Instagram. Oh, find the goddess within you. It's so normal now that we don't think, wow, a few hundred years ago, like this would have been a really, really controversial statement.
In ninth grade, my Tumblr blog became my little museum of self-expression. Filled with photos of male fashion models, memes, and Lady Gaga lyrics, all adding up to what I thought was the coolest version of myself.
I'm Anne Strainchamps, and today on To the Best of Our Knowledge, when did it become so important to develop a unique and authentic personal identity? And is there a hidden cost? This hour, the cult of the self. First this.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rocks.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Chicago Blues Super Session, Saturday, October 19th at 7:30 p.m. Chicago's most seasoned blues artists in a complete blues festival, all in one show. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. Sunny skies today, highs in the mid-80s. Sunny for tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s. This is KPR.
ERX.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982 for clients ranging from private homeowners and realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. And from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shorman for his series Beyond the Ballot, Wednesday, October 9th, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Sunny skies today, highs around 84 degrees. It's 72 in Lawrence. This is KPR. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We have another hour of To the Best of Our Knowledge coming up here on KPR, and then it's NPR's news quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up at noon today. Today's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, recorded in Kansas City just last week. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s. Sunny for tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s. It's 73 degrees in Lawrence, 72 in Topeka. This is KPR.
It's To the Best of Our Knowledge. I'm Ann Strainchamps. From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRX.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the Broadway musical Dear Evan Hansen, Tuesday, 7:30 p.m., about a high school student who always feels like he's on the outside looking in. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. And from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Sunny skies today, highs in the mid-80s. It's 73 in Lawrence, 76 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
NPRX.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with health care coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business. And from Indecent, a play with music that tells the story of the first kiss between two women in Broadway history. Two shows today at Murphy Hall. Tickets at kutheater.com. You're listening to the Best of Our Knowledge on Kansas Public Radio.
Where do you go when you want to feel
PRX?
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's NPR's News Quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, taped last week in Kansas City. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the Wall Street Journal's Jerry Seib and former Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel, Thursday at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. The time is 12 o'clock. This is KPR.